It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Pruse.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Pruse. On this show, we explore meals you can prepare, restaurants you can try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. We have four wonderful sponsors, one of them being Quality Sales. I'd like to pay homage to them and dedicate this show to Gary Nance, the owner of Quality Sales. Gary Nance tragically passed away while working at his company a few weeks ago. Gary was born and raised here in Fairbanks, and he took over the family business and he expanded it multiple times to create the larger food distribution, one of the larger distribution food companies here in the interior of Alaska. When he was asked to be a sponsor of the show, he laughed and he said, "David, I've known you since we were 10 and grew up down the street from each other. Of course I'm going to sponsor it." Fairbanks, he tragically left us much too early from an accident. So this show is dedicated to Gary, the Nance family, and all those who work at Quality Sales. Gary, you and your family, your business, were top shelf in Fairbanks. Here is to you, sir. Tonight, I'm going to start to bring you through a bunch of French cooking recipes. We will talk of a restaurant or two and try a food review here on their menu. We'll finish it off with a fantastic sandwich you can create, maybe, if we have time. But tonight, it's about French cooking. Are you ready? Here we go. Gary Nance, family, this show is dedicated to you. We usually do not look at breakfast in America and think maybe we can have a fantastic French-style breakfast, but that's exactly what we're going to do. This breakfast has one part eggs broken down into 4 ounces for the main course. Okay, eggs. What are we going to do is cook baked French eggs Benedict. But what we will do on this show is separate it into segments. Maybe all you want to do is cook the eggs. Maybe you want to have an egg on a biscuit or an egg on toast. Or you want to do the entirety. Go for the gold. The French baked eggs Benedict. This is a dish something that I invented. And I served it last Thanksgiving morning. What I hope you do is get creative. Be a little bold. Remember this mantra. I'll have no fear in cooking because if I screw up dinner, pizza delivery is only 30 minutes out. And I've done that a few times, believe me. Now, I live in downtown Fairbanks with two single male bachelors who are good friends of mine. They live on each side of me. So on Thanksgiving, I was worried that they would not have any family or places to go. So I invited them over for breakfast at 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving, an early brunch. So no matter what, I could watch my Dallas Cowboys football team at noon. Hey, work with me on this. It's okay. Yes, we all have a demented issue. Mine is the Dallas Cowboys. Well, then I invited a few more people, single friends. Just wanted to make sure all of my friends had something to do on Thanksgiving so they could be with people, they could celebrate, and they were not alone. They were with people and enjoying themselves while my guests. So this is the main course that I came up with, and as I thought about it, what I would do, I wanted to do something unique and tasty. Isn't that what we all want to do? So if it's two of you, four of you, six or eight, or like my Thanksgiving morning people, I had 10 to 12, this is a great way to serve food in a fantastic and efficient and expedient way so you too can enjoy your time with them. We're only going to deal with the main entree today that I cooked, so to speak, on our breakfast. I would recommend potatoes and fruits that go well with this, but today, this evening, we go for the gold, the main dish on your private breakfast or your brunch party is baked French eggs Benedict. This is the equipment and ingredients you're going to need for the egg portion of the meal. You're going to need a muffin pan, Pam, eggs, heavy cream, grated Parmesan cheese, salt and pepper. That's it. Now what we do is we turn on our oven and bake it to bake at 350 degrees. Now you take your muffin pan, spray the Pam into each of the individual muffin trays. Then crack open eggs and put them in each tray and be careful not to break the yolks. Then take the cream and pour just a little bit into each tray, say a tablespoon. That's all you need, a tablespoon. Then you take a half tablespoon of the grated Parmesan cheese, a big pinch we'll call it, and put a big pinch into each tray on top of the eggs. Then we finish it by putting some fresh ground salt and pepper on top of the egg mixture in the muffin tins. What this does is make both a wonderfully both creamy and tastefully cheesy egg. You can have it by yourself, by itself, with an assortment, on toast, on biscuit. It's wonderful. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to put this into the oven, bake it for 10 to 12 minutes. Now, here's a food tip. If you want to have a biscuit with this on your eggs, or so to speak, you're going to produce French baked eggs Benedict, get the Pillsbury muffins at the store. That's right. It comes in a roll of eight. Open them up, place them on a baking sheet, and place them in the oven at the same time you put the egg pan in. These two items will bake together 11 to 12 minutes, and they come out at the same time. So it makes it simple, easy, and efficient. If you started this meal and you're going to go for the Eggs Benedict, you'll need a meat ingredient. The traditional Eggs Benedict requires Canadian bacon. Well, how often do we go out and buy Canadian bacon? We don't. So what I like to do is I like to use either regular bacon or sausage patty. And if you're going to use sausage patty, the best you're going to get in Fairbanks is at Tommy G's on Pego Road. To make my sausage patties, I take it out and separate the cover, and I take out a serrated knife, and I cut the sausage logs into 1/4-inch thick pieces. Medallions, we'll call it. I get out the skillet, heat it up on medium-high. Once it's ready to go, I put the medallions in, cook the first side for about 4 minutes, flip it, take the second side, cook it for about 2 minutes, and your meats are ready. Now, we got to put together the hollandaise sauce for our French eggs, baked eggs Benedict. Do not let this sauce scare you. It's not as difficult or along a process as you think. Here's the ingredients and the instruments you're going to need. You're going to need 8 egg yolks. You're going to need the remainder of that half pint of heavy cream that we used in the eggs. You're going to use a cube of butter, unsalted if you have it. If you don't, then you'll just reduce the salt that you put in your hollandaise sauce. Lemon juice from a fresh lemon. This gives that classic bright flavor and taste to the sauce. Really, really boosts it. Also, I use Dijon mustard. This gives a little bit of depth and a tang to the sauce. You can omit this if you want. Cayenne pepper, a small pinch, classic hollandaise sauce as a small pinch. Adds a little bit of spice. You can also leave this out. I do. I leave it out. Salt and pepper. Fresh cracked salt and fresh cracked pepper is always the best. The equipment you will need is a medium saucepan, a glass bowl that fits over the saucepan because we're going to make a double boiler, and then you're going to need a whisk. When you have to put the eggs and the biscuits in the oven, then you're going to prepare your Eggs Benedict. We'll finish up the eggs biscuits as they come out of the oven. Once you get your saucepan, go put 3 inches of hot water in it. Put it on the burner and then put the glass bowl over it. Put the burner on high. What we're doing is we're bringing the water to a boil. While the water is coming to a boil, go get your 8 eggs and separate the egg from the egg yolk from the egg white. Be sure not to lose the egg whites because later on you can make a great egg white omelet with this. Put the eggs in a separate bowl as you separate them. Once the water comes to a boil, put in the eggs in the bowl. Now you have the double boiler going. And you put in the remainder of the heavy cream and you use a whisk to blend the items together. Once you have blended them, what I do is add a cube of butter that I've already melted. If you have easy access to a microwave, unwrap the cube of butter, put the cube in a cup, coffee cup if you want, put it in the microwave, put it to a minute, melt it. When it's done, it's time to add it to the blended ingredients, and you whisk it in. And take your time whisking everything in. You're putting it together. Then you take your fresh lemon, slice it in half, squeeze half a lemon into the sauce. Once it is in, take a tablespoon of the Dijon mustard, whisk it in. Then take a small pinch of the cayenne pepper if you want to use it. If not, don't worry about it. Then add your salt and your pepper, whisk it all together. Take the bowl off the saucepan as you are done cooking. Be sure to wipe the water off the bottom of the glass bowl as you remove it. Keep stirring, and you've created a wonderful, thick, creamy, tasty, wonderful hollandaise sauce. Okay. At the 11-minute mark of the oven, peek in the oven, check the biscuits. If they're that beautiful golden brown, pull them out and the egg pan out of the oven. Let them rest for about 5 minutes. If you need to, during this time frame, you can either finish the hollandaise sauce if you're cooking it, or if it is cooled, you can reheat the sauce on the saucepan. After the biscuits have cooled for about 5 minutes, get out a plate and take a biscuit, put it on the plate and cut it in half. Next, place the cooked sausage on top of each side of the biscuit halves. Then take out an oven mitt and a fork with the muffin tin, and using the fork, place an egg on each of the biscuit halves. Then you take your glass bowl of hollandaise sauce, spoon the top on the egg and the sausage on the biscuit. So what we've done is we've taken the sausage, put it on top of the biscuit, then we took the egg mixture on top of that. Now we're finishing it off with the hollandaise sauce. Now, when you're at this stage, you can keep it there. But what I like to do is I like to put a little sprinkle of paprika on it. It's great. It gives it that ruby red sprinkled look. And then if you have it available, most people don't have chives available, dice up some chives or some fresh parsley, flat leaf parsley. Dice that up very good and just add a light touch. It makes it look good and it adds a good texture and to the flavor. So what we've done is we've done this as stages. If you want, you can just have the eggs. If you want, you can have the eggs on toast or a biscuit. If you want, you can have the eggs and sausage and a biscuit. Or if you want, the four stages, the eggs, the sausage, the biscuit, and the hollandaise sauce, all combined, is a wonderful, creamy French baked eggs Benedict. You heard it here. It's easy to do. From beginning to end, it's about a 20-minute process. That's all. And how often do you get to make something so nice, so rich, so wonderful for you and your guests in 20 minutes? We cook well, we cook efficient. And this is one of the dishes. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break to hear from our wonderful sponsors. We'll be back after these messages.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at QualitySales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. And I want to thank the sponsors. And again, one of them is Quality Sales. Great, great home-based Fairbanks family, the Nance family. And they lost their patriarch, so to speak. Grew up down the street from the Nance family and a wonderful family. And here's to them. Here's to those families that make Fairbanks such an incredible community. And that's what this is. It's one big, wonderful community. And always changing, always growing, always striving to get better. We have a wonderful town here, Fairbanks. But also, let's talk about some new things that are going on. Taco King. They're on the Old Steese at Minnie and Farewell. They are moving out. They have a new place out in North Pole. So North Pole, you've got a great addition. Taco King is one of my favorite Mexican restaurants. They're fast, efficient, but their food is great and priced affordably so. And one of my favorite things to do there is get the pozole soup. I love the pozole soup. And they ask if you want corn or wheat tortillas, and I always get the corn, and I tear them up, and I put them into pozole, and I put all the onions and ingredients that they give, and I put the lime in the pozole, and I put the oregano that they give in the pozole soup, and it's a wonderful meal. We're going into winter. Heavy recommendation. In North Pole or in Fairbanks, the Taco King restaurant, the pozole soup. It's probably the soup I order the most in Fairbanks. So, and that's new. Another new thing is that the Greens restaurant out there at the golf course on Farmers Loop, they are now open for brunch. So give them a call. You might want to get a reservation out there. They did it last spring, and it was really good. A lot of food, and it's all tastefully done very well. Very good food, and it's as much as you want to eat, and it's a nice setting. You look over the fairways there, and you're going to be seeing snow now. Nice day on a Sunday to go out there and have brunch. High recommendation. Go do it. Another thing is that the Silver Gulch Brewery is now open. It's open from on Thursdays through Sunday from 4 to 9 p.m. Try and make it out there. They had trouble getting back open, as a lot of restaurants did, and some never made it back open again, but they made it. They're opening up in stages. They have a great, great menu. They have a lot of different beers, and they make their own. And they've also got the Bird Creek Brewery back on tap. And interesting that they bought that recipe from the original owner of the Bird Creek Brewery. He from Anchorage, and he brewed that in the early 90s. And that's gone away. So anyway, so you can do that. Also, starting on November 6th, I believe, you might want to give the Pump House a call. They're putting back in their place their Sunday buffet. So all of a sudden, we've gone from zero buffets to having two buffets. Pike's Landing, I don't see that one coming back. But you have the Greens Restaurant that is going to be operating and available. And then you're going to have the one out there at the Pump House. And the Pump House, they do a great job. They have new ownership. They're doing great. One of my favorite things to do is to go into the Senator Saloon, named after Senator Frank Murkowski. He got Bill's property there on the historic register. So Bill added to it, and he put in the Senator Saloon and named it because of Frank Murkowski, who got him on the historic register. One of my favorite things to do is go into the Senator Saloon, and you get the full menu there. And I like to sit on the couches that they have, the period piece couches from about the 1910s to the 1920s. They sit low, and they have a coffee table in front of you, and you get to just sit there and talk with people, and it's very comfortable. You get to see everyone who comes in or goes out, and you're going to know someone out there. When you go out there, you're going to know someone. They have very good service. They have a new menu, and it's a really good menu. There's something for everyone out there. They've got their clams going again. It's just, they got that place hopping. It's looking really good. Now, tomorrow's Sunday, which means we're in football season. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You going to cook at home? Going to go out and watch a football game at a couple locations? There's a couple locations that are very good. One of them is Salty's on 2nd Avenue. If you're going to go there and sit in the bar and watch the football game, you better get on the phone as this show ends and make a reservation, because they fill up fast. They open up at 9, and by 9:05, the bar is full, and the tables at the bar have had reservations on them. So if you want to see the football game there, and they have a great menu there. They have 4 different types of Eggs Benedict, including a salmon Eggs Benedict if you want salmon. They have the OG, the original Eggs Benedict, and that's my favorite. It's one of my favorite in town. I love his Eggs Benedict. Told you how to cook Eggs Benedict. You got to have Eggs Benedict. If you want Eggs Benedict, that is where you go if you're in the city limits of Fairbanks, to go and have Eggs Benedict. Another great place that has great Eggs Benedict on a Sunday is out in the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's. They have a great breakfast. They have great Eggs Benedict out there. They got the football games on. Say hello to Dick and Joni. They're wonderful people. They've been operating that since the 80s. And they operated the original one that was there until a person burned it down, a jerk. But hey, they've been operating it. And, you know, you can always tell a good restaurant is when the owner is at the location. And Dick and Joni, they still work out there. If you go out there on a Friday or Saturday night, it's Dick behind the bar, writing orders, serving you drinks and cocktails. If you're out there during the day, it's Joni. She's out there. She's taking the food orders. They're making sure quality service, quality food, their name's on it, they own it. The people who own Salty's, same way. They are in that kitchen. They are doing it. It's enjoyable. Also, if you want to look at a place that has all the screens, all the games, go to the Banks. They have a great, great breakfast meal there. A lot of fun. All the games are there. And you've had people that have worked there for years. It's you got Brian down there. You got Maria. You have people that have worked there for years, and everyone sort of knows everyone. Once in a while, someone new comes in, and it's very welcomed. It's a great atmosphere. Lots of viewing. Great food menu. Very good service. Top quality service. Another good one to watch football games at is Fender's over there off 29th Avenue. They have all the games on, too. And their menus, they have just one menu all day, and it's a breakfast brunch menu, and it's fantastic. They really take pride in their service, their food, their attention to detail. And everyone there gets along. And I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I might be sitting next to a Philadelphia Eagles fan or a Washington Redskins fan or a Raider fan. We're all getting along, enjoying ourselves, having, they make these incredible mimosas. They make these incredible Bloody Marys for the people that want to go there. And you get to watch the game, enjoy the camaraderie of people, and have a good meal. And that's what Fairbanks is about. And that's why it's very sad that Gary Nance passed away. Quality Sales, they supply the restaurants with the food. They've been doing it for 50 years. And Gary had been running it for the last 25 to 30. Family-run operation. Generations. Making sure that we have good food, quality food, their names on it, to the restaurants. And anyway, to the Nance family, again, this show is dedicated to you. Well, Fairbanks, that's our show for the evening. I hope you enjoyed it. And again, remember these two things. One, you can hear this show and past shows, get menu ideas and recipes. Go to KFARradio.com, then go to our audio archives, choose Fairbanks Foodies, and look for the past shows. Choose what you want to choose, what you're looking for, and how you want to do it. It's very easy. We've had, this is our third year of production. My goodness. When they asked me to do it, I didn't think we'd make it past 6 months. This is my going into my seventh year on the air. When they first asked me to be on the air, I never thought I'd be on the air. But boy, time flies when you're having fun and you're eating well. The second thing is when you're cooking, remember, have no fear. Remember, if you blow the dinner, pizza's only 30 minutes out, and we got incredible pizzerias here in Fairbanks. So that's it. Enjoy yourself. Have a great Saturday evening, a wonderful Sunday morning. If you cook, cook well. Enjoy it. Invite friends over. Try something new. Never have fear. Cooking isn't that hard. I mean, after all, I learned how to do it. I'm not a chef, but I enjoy cooking. And I enjoy dining with friends. Around the kitchen table, camaraderie with family and friends. Fairbanks, you have a great Saturday night, and I'll see you next week.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.